Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24/7 home of the black and gold, SNR Steelers Nation Radio.
We are back. I am Dale Lally. He is the Matt Williamson. And Matt, it is mock draft time, our penultimate.
Two more to go.
Mock draft of the 2024 draft season. And we're using the ProFootballNetwork.com mock drafter today. I just saw today.
That's pretty good.
NFL.com has one as well, but it only goes three rounds. I mean, I'll have to try that one out tonight.
I'm a little shocked ESPN and NFL.com are a little behind the game on this.
Yeah. That's,
a lot of people are using them.
Yeah,
sure.
You get a lot of hits.
You get a lot of traffic.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We are up here. Some of the players available. J.C. Latham. Mm. Brian Thomas.
Mm.
Johnny Newton. Byron Murphy, Chop Robinson, Nate Wiggins, Cooper DeJean.
Latham's going to be really hard for me.
It's going to be hard to move from, yeah, off of. We got three trade offers.
Would you consider going to 22 or 23?
Maybe.
Because Thomas and DeJean are there.
Yeah, maybe, but I'm going to move away from Latham.
I don't think Latham would fall more than two more.
It's going to cost me a lot. You know, I'm going to need a lot to move away from Latham.
We just talked about a draft where the Steelers moved up to get him.
Yeah.
And we didn't have a problem with
it. Right.
You know what I mean? So I'm really going to move away from him.
Yeah.
I doubt it.
The Raiders, though, offering pick 44, pick 77, next year's second and next year's third for 20 and 195.
See, it'd be interesting. I mean, like, it'd be fun to do a choose-your-own-adventure where we did both.
Yeah.
You know, like.
And see what we get.
Because I think the Raiders might pick the top five.
You know, right, like, that's the thing. You might
loaded.
Be getting
this
some.
This is the Chiefs calling and saying we'll give you a second next year.
You might go into next year's draft loaded.
Exactly. And frankly, your day two stuff this year would be awesome.
Yeah.
And you could trade next year's third and get another day two pick.
Or you could trade that high two and a first and go get a quarterback if you needed to.
Oh, yeah. It just gives you so many cards in your hand, but none of them are J.C. Latham.
Yeah, I'm going to reject that.
Yeah, please do.
The Giants.
And they don't pick soon.
They traded back.
Oh.
So they were offering picks 23 and 70.
That's playing with fire.
For 20 and 119.
So
moving back three spots to go up.
Three people would get picked between now and 30.
But we'd be going up 50 spots. We'd essentially get another third-round pick out of this.
So what would be worst-case scenario? Latham goes, Thomas goes, DeJean goes?
Yeah.
Is that would make us cry?
Let me see here. Let me see what else is available before we... So Graham Barton also still there. Jackson Powers Johnson.
Because we have to have four names.
Tyler Guyton, Adonai Mitchell. So, I mean, several names that were on my top 20 list.
Too. Yeah,
yours as well.
But Adonai Mitchell versus J.C. Latham are not the same.
No.
Grade.
Latham was much higher.
Much higher.
Yeah.
I think you stick and pick.
And let's just see what the final trade offer is. Buffalo. Okay. Offering 28-60 and next year's second round draft pick for 20 and 84.
I'm not convinced that's going to be the 64th pick in the draft either.
I am going to reject that one.
the
Giants one offer is fair.
What else were we getting after
23 and 70?
It's definitely fair.
So I mean,
back three picks.
We're picking up 109. We're that pick from 119. So we're picking up 49 spots. That's a lot.
I mean, that's what you got to give me to even consider it. That's the only reason we haven't rejected it yet. I think we still reject it.
I think you reject it and stick and pick.
Like, I like DeJean, but I have questions.
Yeah.
I have no questions with Latham.
Nope, I'm with you.
Yeah, I have no questions with Thomas. There's just a lot of receivers.
Yeah. J.C. Latham it is.
Yeah, great. I mean, I'd consider trading down the second round.
Okay. Well, we have trade down offers in the second round. We have one trade-down offer in the second round. It's Atlanta's on the phone. Atlanta's offering 74 and 79.
Oh, that'd be fun.
For 51.
Okay. That's something to consider.
Some of the guys on still available here. We've got Trey Benson. Well, we're not interested in Trey Benson. Adisa Isaac, we're not interested there. Edgerrin Cooper.
I wouldn't take him there.
Xavier Legette.
I would take him there.
Leonard Taylor. Cameron Kitchens. Jalen Polk. Braylon Trice. Ben Sinnott. Chris Jenkins. Malachi Corley. Peyton Wilson. Jonathan Brooks. Let's just look at
Okay. So if you just pull up the receivers, is that what you're thinking?
Yeah. Yep. So Legette, Polk, Corley, Roman Wilson, Ricky Pearsall, all available.
That's five names we'd all be happy with. Yeah. They got to last like 20 picks, right?
They got to last 20 picks. That's the key.
It's a lot. We haven't had this conversation, but I am leaning towards Chris Jenkins being a run to the podium in the second round guy. I don't think there's many D tackles that fit all the criteria. I think his athleticism is really, really good, even though he didn't test like a freak list guy.
Yeah.
He'd be a great guy just to kind of learn from Cam.
I'm just throwing it out there. The pick right ahead of us was Rook Orohoro.
Really? Yeah. I like Jenkins now more than Rook. I think he's more physical. He's thicker. He's stronger. Him or Legette or Pearsall or really any of the receivers, to me, are very attractive. Do we think one of those dudes or someone in the neighborhood would be there?
What if we – so Jalen McMillan also still there. Devontae Walker, Johnny Wilson, Jermaine Burton, Malik Washington. I want one of those five is the key here.
Yeah, I know.
We could always try to trade up a little bit too.
Mm-hmm. I don't hate Johnny Wilson. I don't hate Malik Washington.
We could counter the offer as well.
If I knew Burton wasn't a goof.
Because we're only giving up one pick there.
Yeah.
So if we do take that, we still have – we would have –
I don't mind dumping our last pick.
We would have 74, 79, 84, 98, 119, 178, 195.
It's a lot of
stuff.
Stuff in the sweet spot of the draft,
yeah,
too. Right.
We're going to get a good cornerback. We're going to get...
I bet we'd get a D lineman. We'll definitely get a center.
We'll definitely get a center. We'll probably get a defensive lineman that's going to help.
I think that trade's attractive. Like, if I have to go from Legette to Johnny Wilson, I don't love it, but... if I got a free center in the mix, maybe I do.
Right.
That's a pretty attractive trade. You want to counter it with just dump our last round pick and...
I don't know what else we could get there. Because
we get a future fifth or something like that? Or
We might want to use that, though. Let's say we're... Because we'll keep an eye on it. We'll monitor the receivers.
Let's accept the trade for fun.
Okay.
And we got our star. We got our right tackle. Now we'll just get a lot of...
I'm going to keep an eye. Okay. So it's 61. A bunch of the receivers went.
Really?
Right after our pick at 51. They came up to get Adisa Isaac. Malachi Corley went next. Then Roman Wilson went at 55. Jalen Polk went at 58. Xavier Legette went at 59. So really, Pearsall is the last of those guys available.
Chris Jenkins is still available, too.
Yeah.
You want to make a trade offer for Pearsall?
So let's talk to Washington. Washington's in that spot.
Can a fourth get us there?
Let's see.
We're going to move up like 10 spots, right?
Yeah.
We have a lot after that.
We're going to talk to Washington. We're going to offer 74 for 61. They have 67, too. So they have 61, 67, 73,
Washington
78.
Has a ton of picks.
Yeah. They made a bunch of – and then they got 100, 139. So maybe they won't be the team that wants to come up. But the next team after them is Baltimore.
Yeah.
And we definitely want to get ahead of Baltimore.
Washington might want a future pick. They have so many this year.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
we've got
mind,
some futures.
I don't know how in depth they get with
so
this.
So to go up 13 spots.
What if we get them next year's fourth?
Let's get one of our, see if they'll take one of those fifths, because we have two fifths.
Okay.
We want the Rams' fifth or our fifth next year.
I always like trading hours I think that's a cocky move.
It is cocky. And 178?
I would do that for Pearsall.
Yeah. I'm going to propose it. Trade has not been accepted.
The other thing about trading up is we have no idea if these people even want to hear from us.
Right. Well, that's always the problem. All right. So that didn't get it done. So we'll offer 74. Or we could offer 79 and 119.
I would do that.
That way we keep 70, 79, 119. next year's fifth, and if we're going to give up next year's fifth, we want their sixth.
Okay. Which is early, I assume.
Oops, that's just for theirs. No, they don't want to do that.
Screw us all up.
Yeah. We're for 61 and next year's sixth. That has been accepted.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Let's grab Pearsall and go from there.
And we're going to resume the draft. The Chiefs want to offer us a pick.
we didn't trade up.
Yeah, we came up to come get Ricky Pearsall.
And we still have a lot of picks on day two, right?
Yeah, we still got more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The Vikings are on the. We got two trade offers here. We're going to reject the Vikings offer here, 108 and next year's third. And the Browns, we don't deal with the Browns. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we are up here now at 74.
Is Jenkins available?
We've got a receiver. We've got our offensive tackle. And Chris Jenkins is still available.
I'm going to pound the table for that one.
I have no problem with that.
I mean, I didn't think I'd have to convince you.
No.
But I think
because we still got
really
84
well.
Coming up here to fill our – we got 84 and 98 still.
That's great.
To get our other guys
There's
that we need.
Corners and centers are priorities, but doesn't have to be.
Mason Smith was still available
too,
which would have been nice.
Yeah.
Cornerback, you're looking at DJ James, Renardo Green, Josh Newton, Andre Phillips.
Phillips would be hard to pass on. Yeah.
Andre Phillips, I think, is the pick there.
I would think. Just look at the center's guards real quick.
I'm gonna guess.
Frazier's not gonna be there.
Yeah. McCormick is still there.
Huh.
Bordellini, Limmer, Norzad.
Good.
So
I would take Phillips.
I think we take Phillips here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Strong.
I like the way this is going. Okay, mm-hmm. Well, now we're back up at 98. Minnesota's offering, they want 98 and 195 for 108 in next year's fourth round pick. That's not enough for me.
Yeah. Moving back 10 spots isn't terrible, but okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to reject that, and we're going to make a pick. And?
Doesn't have to be a center, but that would be.
If
McCormick
we don't take a center here, we don't pick
right,
again until 178.
Yeah,
so,
that's our last choice.
Yeah, we probably should take him even if we're overdrafting him a bit. So McCormick, Bordellini, Limmer, or Norzad?
Limmer's my least favorite.
Okay.
McCormick's my favorite. Norzad would be two. Bordellini and Limmer scare me a little bit. Are they just big enough? I mean, like, they move super well, but they got to block, you know, a nose.
Yeah.
At some point, and I just don't know if they're big and strong enough. So that I don't hate them, but they would be my bottom two of those four.
Okay.
Norzad's a little more sturdy to me. McCormick, to me, is the highest ceiling.
Let's take McCormick then.
Yeah.
Because we do have other guys who can man the position.
Oh, yeah.
If he's not ready right away.
And I guess he has a background in center. Yeah. That, you know,
this is not throwing Kendrick Green in on day one.
On day one, right.
Because everybody else got hurt.
Unless everybody else gets hurt.
And that would take a lot.
Yeah.
All right, we're back up here now at 178. And at this point, we can do
We've got our five positions. I'd consider another receiver.
Well, guess who's available?
Hmm.
Best player on the board right now is Taj Washington.
He's a lot. Well, he's not a lot different than Pearsall, but he's different than Pearsall.
He's different.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think that's a slam dunk, but I'm interested.
Christian Boyd is there. Gabe Hall is there.
No, we took Jenkins, though.
I know.
Yeah.
Xavier Thomas. Norzad is still available.
Hmm.
Marist Liafu, linebacker.
He's an interesting player.
He's a nice little player. Yeah,
he is. Yeah.
Tanner
Safeties.
McLaughlin, Muhammad Kamara.
I think I'd take Kamara.
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you. I think you take Muhammad Kamara there.
Some of the stuff, did you read some of the Kamara stuff that came out today? I
mean, yeah.
Nastiness.
Yeah,
That stuff kind of had a hint.
And we got our pick here at 195. Top players available, Evan Williams, the safety out of Oregon.
I say safety linebacker seems to be a logical move here.
Tyrone Tracy.
Oh, I like the player.
I like the player a lot. Blake Watson from Memphis.
Tyrone Tracy could follow Cordarrelle Patterson around.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Not bad.
Yeah. He doesn't have to play a snap this year.
Blake Watson from Memphis. Zion Tupelo-Fatui, the edge rusher out of Washington. Tarib Still, cornerback out of Maryland. Trey Taylor, the safety out of Air Force. George Halani, running back out of Boise State.
It's Taylor Reed's, Ed Reed's. I know there's a safety out of Air Force that's Ed Reed's cousin.
That would be him,
It has to. It can't be two of them. There's two. Air Force is pumping out safety left and right this year.
Jaquan Jackson, a wide receiver out of Tulane.
Interesting. He's small, but
yeah, he's small.
Tracy's my favorite player. I just don't know if that's a logical move.
Vacky is there. Logan Lee is there. Caden Wallace, you want to take a developmental tackle out of Penn State?
He shouldn't still be there. I don't think he's that developmental.
Well, I'm with you, but he was hurt. He's coming off an injury, right, so that I could see that happening maybe.
No, I don't think it's crazy he's still there.
In a tackle deep draft.
If you drafted him and Latham, would you consider trading Dan Moore?
I would listen.
Left on his deal.
I would listen. He's a left tackle.
You might get a fourth or fifth out of him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What you might be able to do is you got 3 sevens next year.
Mm-hmm. You
might be able to turn one of those into a five along with Dan Moore, or even a four.
It's something Omar's done a lot of. We'll swap picks, but we're moving up 100 spots.
Which you would be.
You'd be really happy with.
Yeah. Especially, I think, next year.
He's a starting left tackle. He's not Anthony Munoz, but.
There are teams that could use him.
Teams that could use him, especially once we get into camp. I think you get more than you got for Green.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, he's a tackle.
Green's a guard, and he's a tackle.
I would say take the Penn State kid. Not just for that reason, but tackles don't grow on trees. If he's your swing guy for 3 years.
I hear you. I think that's
sixth offensive lineman in power sets.
I think that's
Right.
Smart thing to do, actually.
When in doubt, take a tackle.
Caden Wallace it is.
Yeah, I'll take that. I was kind of pigeonholing that to be a safety linebacker, someone who runs down on teams, but I'll take a tackle all day long.
I'll find those guys as free agents.
Or sign them off the waiver wire or whatever.
Okay, so.
This was one of our favorite drafts, by the way.
We came out of this with J.C. Latham.
Nice.
We traded down and then traded back up in the second round and got Ricky Pearsall.
Mm-hmm. That worked out pretty well.
Took Chris Jenkins with one of those picks we picked up. He probably would not have been there at 84. We got him at 74.
Okay. Very happy about that.
Andrew Phillips at 84.
He's kind of one of our guys.
Yeah. Mason McCormick at 98.
Okay. Like that a lot.
Muhammad Kamara at 178. That's a gift.
Yeah.
And then Caden Wallace at 195.
Special team stuff for us.
Yeah, he can. Yeah. Andrew Phillips will as well.
I would take that draft right now.
And we got Washington's sixth round pick next year.
That's true, too. Which could be.
Because we don't have a sixth round pick right now. So that gets us into that sixth round next year.
Yeah. And again, it gives us a lot of leeway we have a lot of day three picks next year. We could trade them throughout the season.
And again, maybe you deal that and Dan Moore.
For a fifth or fourth or who knows.
Something like that.
Well, no matter what, you're going to use it for something.
I'd take that draft now.
I mean, Latham goes a long way. To me, Jenkins goes a long way. I mean, Pearsall to me is like my 30th player.
I think you got five guys out of that draft who are going to play and play right away. Or, if not right away, they're going to start games for you their rookie year.
I wouldn't include Jenkins in that mix.
Well,
I think he could kind of Benton it as a rookie, which is great.
But Benton ended up starting games as a rookie.
Yeah, true. I mean, I definitely could see him overtaking Ogunjobi by the end of the season.
Yeah.
You know, or spelling him and keeping Cam, you know, just learning. I think he'd be really happy with Jenkins a year from now.
Yeah.
Phillips would play a lot.
Yeah.
Drew Phillips would play a lot.
He would play a lot.
He might even be like your best gunner, too.
Yeah.
You know, he can run.
He's tough.
Yeah, exactly.
He's tough.
You got some physical guys.
I would take that.
I would take that one. I would trade every Steeler pick for that we got there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I don't always say that. I mean,
getting Latham at 20 is a gift.
Yeah.
I keep saying, and I don't get it, people ranking him lower.
I know.
And maybe it's because he didn't do much in the offseason.
I think it has a lot to do with it, and the tackles are so good in this class.
I don't care how fast he is.
No, I don't care at all. He doesn't have to run anywhere.
Is he going to be faster than Orlando Brown? Probably.
Probably. I mean, I don't care.
Yeah.
About his 40.
And Orlando Brown has made a lot of money in this league.
Oh, yeah. If he turns into Orlando Brown, it's worth it.
Yeah.
And I don't think Orlando Brown's great. You know,
right.
I mean, I think I would still take chances that he'll be better than that. But if his career mimics Orlando Brown's, it's worth the 20th pick.
Yeah.
I mean, he has a little bit of issues picking up stunts and some of his eye stuff. That's what coaches are for.
Yeah, you know, right. I mean, that's why he's got veterans around him and, you know, to help him out with that stuff.
Right. Put a tight end to his right and, you know, help him out. But, I mean, that's a serious line with him, Jones, as your two tackles, and like a Washington as an inline blocker. I'm just talking about the physicality on the line of scrimmage.
You'd love him on running downs. I know that.
No question. They're going to run the ball a lot.
Yeah. Third and one, you're running behind J.C. Latham.
Mm-hmm. No, I like how this draft fell, too. I would take it. They're some of my favorites.
Absolutely. Let's get to a break. He is the Matt Williamson. I'm Dale Lally. And, well, that was our latest mock draft on the ProFootballNetwork.com.
Just wait till we do Wednesday.
Oh.
And Thursday's even going to be better.
Oh, wait till we do Thursday.
Just getting warmed up.
We're hitting our stride now.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get to a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold. SNR. Steelers Nation Radio.
We are back. I'm Dale Lally. He is the Matt Williamson. And Matt, Daniel Jeremiah has come out with his top 150 prospects of the 2024.
This is it.
Okay. This is his top guys.
So, like, he puts a lot of thought into this.
Yes.
I remember, like, the year Jalen – he used to be able to do 50. The year Jalen Hurts came out, he said he couldn't sleep the night before because he had Hurts at, like, 51, 52, and he just knew that he was going to be a quality player. So when he finally put his last draft in, he put him in at 50, and he, you know, ended up working out.
There you go.
So let's get through it.
Caleb Williams, 1. Marvin Harrison, 2.
Yeah.
Rome Odunze, 3. Malik Nabers, 4.
Odunze at 3 is pretty bold.
Yeah.
He's been on Odunze since day one.
He's a great player.
He's a great player.
Derek May, 5.
Who was 4? I'm sorry.
Malik Nabers.
Yeah.
May, 5. Jaden Daniels, 6.
Okay.
Brock Bowers, 7.
I get it. And again, you're not for a specific team.
Right.
He's just generic. Yeah.
At 8, Joe Alt.
Sure.
9, Terrion Arnold. These are all unchanged. If there's a change here, I'll let you know.
Okay.
10, Talisi Fuaga.
Wow, okay, that's pretty high. Pretty high for Arnold, too.
Yeah. 11, Troy Fatanu.
Get it? Yeah. Nothing shocking so far.
12, up a spot, Quinyon Mitchell.
I get it. I mean, I think he's going to be really good.
13, down a spot, is Dallas Turner.
He worries me a little bit. There's some finesse there. And,
yeah.
You know, he's not great versus a run.
14, holding steady, is Jared Verse.
Okay. And all these DNs worry me a little bit.
15 is Olu Fashanu.
Okay.
I think I got it right that time.
Yeah, I think you did well.
16 is Liatu Leitu.
Okay.
So he has those three pass rushers all pretty close.
I think they're kind of eye beholder, too.
If you're a Steeler fan, you want to see those three edge rushers all go in the top 20. Top 19.
I'm really confident Turner will. I think Verse will. Liatu just scares me because some teams might think he's a medical.
They might medically flag him,
yeah.
He's good, though.
Oh, yeah, I think he's the best of all.
17 is Brian Thomas. That's holding steady.
Yeah. I'd have a hard time passing on him at 20.
18 is J.C. Latham.
Okay. He's always been high on Latham.
No, yeah. 19, Byron Murphy.
Again,
if you're a Steeler fan, you want to see at least one of those defensive tackles go before. And they tend to get overdrafted a little bit.
I think they will.
Yeah.
I mean, the way the people in the league are paying D tackles, I think they'll go pretty high.
This guy will definitely go before their pick. 20 is J.J. McCarthy.
Yes.
21, Chop Robinson. I don't think
that would be one to be great if he goes.
Oh, if he went, he'd be happy.
I don't see it.
22, up 2 spots, Graham Barton.
I think he's super safe.
I think he's a clear double.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, he'll play somewhere on your line.
Mm-hmm. There's others I prefer at 20, but I mean, I would get, there's 10 different teams that could take him and be like, I get it. And Steelers are one of them.
23, down a spot, is Amarius Mims.
Okay. Is that because Barton was up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
24, up a spot, Cooper DeJean.
They worked out since then. I mean, that helps.
Yeah. 25, up 7 spots, Johnny Newton.
He also worked out since then.
And
I guess it went well.
26, down 3 spots, Tyler Guyton.
I get it.
He's easily my least favorite of the top tackles.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it would be a pretty decent trade down for me to be excited about that pick. I mean, excited about.
27, Adonai Mitchell.
I got to take Mitchell over Guyton.
Yeah.
For the Steelers at 20, if you take one of the two.
28, up 8 spots, Kool-Aid McKinstry.
I get it. Okay.
29, down 3 spots, Edgerrin Cooper.
He's always been super high on Cooper.
Yeah.
I know, it seems like most people have Golson now as a top linebacker.
At 30, up 4 spots, Ladd McConkey. Wonder if he's hearing some first round buzz around Ladd McConkey. That's why
the Chiefs.
He's
I mean, even the
really
Bills,
good.
Like we mentioned, I'd rather have McConkey than Worthy for the Bills.
His comp on Ladd McConkey, by the way, is Doug Baldwin.
It's a good one.
If you can get Doug Baldwin.
Yeah, Baldwin was a do-it-all, tough guy. You know, not huge. Route runner.
31 up four spots. Xavier Worthy.
I think I like him more than you. I mean, like, if he got to 51, I'd be very happy about it.
Well, he says, as he says here, Worthy seems like a taller version of Hollywood Brown.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, skinniness is rough on me, but a lot of these leaner guys, Addison, Devontae Smith, it's easier now to be little.
I think the difference there is Hollywood Brown came into the NFL with some injury stuff.
Did he?
I think he had a foot when he came in.
Sounds right.
And that's continually bothered him. Mm-hmm. You know, because those speed guys are like race cars.
Yeah, they are.
Everything's going to be just right.
Be just right. And especially if you're, I mean, he worries me to some degree, but I don't think he's just a speed guy. Worthy, I mean.
Yeah. 32, down four spots, Enos Rakestraw.
Really good film.
Yeah.
Not great workouts. I mean, they're okay.
I think he'd be a great slot. And just.
I do, too.
He changes like directions well. Yeah, he's tough, physical.
Like, I'd pencil him in a 51 heartbeat. Oh, yeah. I don't think he's going to get there.
I don't think he will either.
No.
33, down four spots, Bo Nix, right outside the first round.
Okay. I don't think he'll end up in the first round. I could see Sean Payton loving him, though.
34, down four spots, Jackson Powers Johnson.
Okay. He's not a perfect prospect, you know.
Yeah.
I think some of us, myself included, overreacted to a senior bowl.
Yeah.
You know.
Got excited about it.
Yeah, yeah,
35, down two spots, Michael Penix.
I like Penix more than Nix. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 36, down five spots, Nate Wiggins.
Hmm. He's lean, but he does things that are hard to find.
37, holding steady, Zach Frazier.
Solid. I think he'll play in the league a long time.
38, holding steady, Braden Fisk.
I worry about him.
39, holding steady, Darius Robinson.
I would take Robinson over Fisk.
I think Darius Robinson ends up in the first round.
I do, too. I don't think Fisk will.
I was reading. Did you read what you sent me? The McGinn stuff. Did you read what he said about Darius Robinson?
Definitely, but I don't remember which one you're talking about.
There was a line in there from an anonymous scout saying, when you watch Darius Robinson, when you watch a tight end trying to block Darius Robinson, it's like you watch it and you think, he could go to jail for beating that guy up so bad.
Yeah. It's almost like he enjoys just inflicting punishment. Like, if I can punch this guy one more time, I'm going to. People are going to love him.
40, Ricky Pearsall.
That's pretty high. That's about where I have him, too.
Yeah.
I really think he's inside and outside.
41, Peyton Wilson.
Okay.
42, up a spot, Keon Coleman.
Yeah.
If the Steelers came out of this draft with J.C., let's imagine that we just did our draft that we just did there. And instead of getting Pearsall in the second round, we got Keon Coleman.
I would be fine with it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I give him a 30% chance of being there.
Yeah.
So I think you're happy with it. He's big. He's physical. My worry, like, he could be Laquon Treadwell and just is not a separator. But I think he's more of a slot.
I think he's
outside.
A better athlete than Laquon Treadwell was.
Like, he's their punt returner.
Yeah.
And he was on the Michigan State basketball team.
Yeah.
You know, like, he wasn't
he
on
can definitely play above the rim.
High school basketball team.
Like, Treadwell, to me, was kind of a monotone athlete.
That was a big problem.
Yeah.
Because this guy didn't test that well, so people that don't like him call him Treadwell. I'm like, I think he's more fluid,
His jumps and everything, though, were good.
Really good. All the straight line stuff's really good, too. Yeah. He just didn't run a good 40.
Yeah. 43, up a spot, Junior Colson.
People seem to really rave about character and all that stuff, too.
44, up a spot, Malachi Corley.
He could be a bust, too.
Yeah.
He's not a route runner.
He's not a route runner.
Like, we're all guilty of this because the draft is so fun, but there's easy paths that some of these guys could fail.
Yeah.
You know, like, you can't just throw in bubble screens all day.
That's one of the reasons why I'm not quite sure that Corley becomes a Steeler.
I don't know that he fits your...
They tend to favor the route runners.
Yeah. I mean, he's not Emmanuel Sanders or AB or, you know, any of those, you know. And I don't know that he fixes your receiver room.
Yeah.
I would love to add him to the receiver
room. Yeah, right.
No question. But I don't know that I could be like, oh, problem solved.
Yeah, yeah. You'd have to work with him a lot on the route running stuff. He just hasn't done it.
No, right. I mean, there's a lot there to work with.
45 up a spot, Marshawn Nealand.
He has not mentioned Leggett yet now.
He has not.
Receivers, okay.
46 up four spots, Max Melton.
Yeah, there's no secret there anymore.
No.
We thought we were smart 2 months ago.
He was my sleeper. Good. And now he's
My first triple take, he was my sleeper.
Yeah, I think he was both of our sleepers.
40th or something, right?
47, up two spots, Jordan Morgan.
He's not for everybody, but he's good at football.
Yeah. 48, he was unranked before, Chris Jenkins.
Hmm. I think he only did a 50 before.
Yeah, so he only did 50, are, yeah.
So now it's up to 150.
49 was unranked earlier, Xavier Leggett.
I get it. Some of the analytics folks don't like he had a late breakout age.
Yeah. 50 was unranked before, Mike Shanistrol.
Would you be happy with him at 51?
I mean,
I'd go fish. I'd like to see what else is there.
Yeah.
But if it ended up being that's the pick, I don't think he'll miss.
No, I don't think he will either. I just think I prefer a wide receiver with that mm-hmm. second-round pick.
Yeah, I hear you. Because that third-round corner neighbor
yeah.
is nice.
Yeah. 51, Andrew Phillips.
There you go.
Yeah. So in our mock draft that we just did, we ended up with four of his top 51 players. No wonder we liked
yeah,
it so much.
Yeah, we did. That's nice. That worked out really well.
Yeah, that's not too bad. 52, Tyler Newbin. 53, Chris Braswell.
I didn't realize how badly Newbin worked out. He was like high 4.6s.
Yeah, not great, but he plays better than that. 54, Blake Fisher.
Okay.
55, Christian Jones.
Wow.
He was my sleeper offensive tackle the first time around through.
Yeah, we've been saying for months now.
He was too low.
I think
low
he's a starting right tackle. I don't think he's great.
Really athletic.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of experience.
56, Marshawn Lloyd. 57, Jonathan Brooks.
Lloyd's been his number one back from the start.
Yeah.
Fumbler, but he's explosive.
58, Roman Wilson.
Okay.
59, Jalen Polk. 60 is Javon Bullard. 61, Cole Bishop.
A lot of safeties and running backs in this neighborhood.
Ruka Rohiro at 62.
Nice job on the name. You're getting good at it. I still avoid it.
Followed by Mason Smith at 63.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Jalix Hunt at 64 out of Houston Ooh. Christian.
Really interesting.
Yeah.
I was watching some. He has no clue what he's doing.
No.
I mean,
well,
he's just.
Just an athlete.
He's a safety from Cornell that's turned into just a speedball at Houston Christian.
I'm assuming he's smart enough since he started out at Cornell to figure everything
he's
out.
He's a smart athlete.
Yeah.
You're right. But I think he's a year away, maybe from being a year away.
Brandon Dorius at 65. Dominic Pooney at 66.
Yeah, and I've kind of opened up the idea that he might be a center.
Might be a center.
Yeah, yeah.
Roger Rosengarten at 67.
That's his neighborhood.
Tanner McLaughlin at 68.
Hmm.
Ran really well at the his pro day. Kamari Lassiter all the way down at 69.
Corners with bad 40s.
Yeah.
Fall.
Yep.
I mean, it doesn't, there's no way around it.
Jatavion Sanders at 70. So he has Tanner McLaughlin ahead of Jatavion Sanders.
Wow.
McLaughlin does some good things.
Yeah.
He just wasn't used much at Arizona.
Right. That's rich for McLaughlin. I appreciate it. Sanders might not go in round two.
Muhammad Kamara at 71.
Wow.
How about that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Another one of our favorites. Chris Abrams-Drain. At 72.
I'm warming up to him.
Like him.
Too, yeah.
He gets his hands on the football.
Yeah, he does.
Adisa Isaac at 73. Ben Sinnott at 74.
There's a lot of buzz around him, too.
Yeah. Cedric Gray at 75. Troy Franklin at 76.
Pretty late for him.
Yeah.
He gets pushed around more than I originally thought.
Christian Haynes at 77.
That's pretty late for him, too.
Yeah.
Like, I think he'll be a guard in this league for a long time.
He'll play for a long time, yeah. Jaden Hicks at 78. Dwayne Carter at 79. Cooper Beebe at 80. Ray Davis, the running back out of Kentucky at 81.
I'm a fan of his.
Yeah, he's a good player.
He's got a crazy backstory.
Oh, it's nuts.
He has 15 siblings.
He's rushed for 1,000 yards at like four different schools.
Yeah. yeah. And he's like 26.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not that old. But he's
Theo Johnson at 82 out of Penn State. Jared Wiley.
He's higher on this tight end class, I think, than most are.
Yeah. Jared Wiley at 83. TJ Tampa at 84.
Wow, that's late.
That's pretty late on TJ Tampa.
Yeah. He kind of reminds me of a Miller Lite version of Porter. He's not as tall. He's not as smooth. He's
not as fast.
As good, but he plays a lot of man, and he's big. And people don't throw at him a lot.
85, Josh Newton at a TCU.
Hmm. We don't think he's only a slot, right? You think he can do both?
I think he can play outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he'd be a
he's
slot.
He's kind of Cam Sutton to me a little bit.
Yeah, it's a good call.
86, Tyke Smith. Braylon Trice at 87. Matt Gonclaves at 88.
Okay. There's more and more buzz about him.
89 is Spencer Rattler.
Yeah.
Blake Corum at 90. Trey Benson at 91. Will Shipley, your favorite, at 92. Devontae Walker at 93.
Kind of a one-trick pony.
Malik Washington at 94.
Mm. I'm a fan of Washington.
He's a good player.
Yeah.
Just short. Jalen Wright at 95. Trayvon Wallace at 96. Dominique Hampton, the safety out of Washington at 97.
Wow.
Haven't talked much about him.
No. I don't know a ton about him.
Good size.
Yeah.
He's like 6'2", 213-ish in that range. Yeah. Kalen Bullock at 98.
Pure free safety. Some will love him, some won't.
Brandon Coleman at 99.
Wow, that's really late.
Yeah.
Okay.
Michael Hall at 100.
Okay.
Mason McCormick at 101. Ahead of Cedric Van Brand Granger.
Okay. I was going to say I thought he'd be higher, but that's still pretty good for mid-round center.
You got some other guys. We won't go through all of them. Mm-hmm. Jarvis Brownlee at 103. He's a good
He could be a Steeler.
He could be a nice
round,
slot,
yeah.
Yeah. Jalen McMillan all the way down at 104 out of Washington.
A little bit small.
Yeah.
And you're the third receiver on your team, you know.
Nehemiah Pritchett at 106 out of Auburn, the cornerback.
It'd fit in.
Hunter Norzad at 109, the center out of Penn State.
You mentioned four centers in like from 98 to 100.
It's that sweet spot.
Yeah.
DJ James, the cornerback out of Auburn at 110.
Wish he was a little heavier.
The Cameron Richardson out of Mississippi State, the cornerback at 111.
He's getting more and more talk about, too. Yeah.
Olaf Ashayo out of Washington at 112. That's pretty high on him.
It is. Good tester, great character. Old, like a lot of these guys are.
Devondre Sweat all the way down at 114.
I don't think he's going on day two.
Nope. Jeremiah Trotter down at 115.
He's either going to be a solid player or he's going to be a day one starter that someone drafts past him the next year because he's not athletic enough.
Yep. Javon Solomon, the edge rusher out of Troy.
Yeah, there's 117.
Patrick Paul at 120. Followed by Kingsley Suamataya at 121.
Wow.
How about that?
What's the problem on Suamataya?
Doesn't say.
Huh. I mean, he's very raw. He's one of the youngest guys in this class.
But he's got
A lot of traits.
A lot of athletic traits.
That's really low for him. I get it on Paul.
Tip Raymond at 125.
Mid-round tight ends that are athletes often hit and hit big.
Yeah. Brendan Rice at 126.
I think he's fine.
Followed by Jacob Cowing, followed by Javon Baker, followed by Luke McCaffrey.
Okay. It's not a bad spot to fish, though.
No. You get Elijah Jones at 130.
Solid.
He's a little older, though.
Yeah,
he's 25.
A little older. Right. He would fit the bill, though.
Dadrian Taylor-Demerson at 132.
I've really warmed up.
He's
to
a good
him,
player.
So I wanted to put him in my top five safeties, and he was my just miss.
As is number 133, Malik Mustafa.
Yeah, he's fun.
Yeah.
He'll smack you.
Christian Boyd at 134.
Okay. That's about,
there you go.
That's credit he deserves.
Followed by Gabe Hall, followed by McKinley Jackson.
Okay. Interesting.
Got some pockets here. Xavier Thomas at 137. Tanner Bordellini at 139.
This is a bad area overall in terms of quality.
He's got Trey Taylor at 140.
Really?
The safety out of Air Force.
Hmm.
Jamari Thrash, the wide receiver out of Louisville at 143. We haven't talked a lot about him.
No. I mean, he wouldn't be a bad. I mean, if they already had a corner or already had a receiver,
yeah,
I think he's probably a three in the league.
Yeah,
you know, which,
just add him to the mix.
There. Yeah, yeah.
MJ Devonshire out of Pitt at 144. He's a slot.
Mm-hmm.
You got Jordan McGee, the fast linebacker out of Temple, 145.
Tough guy too.
Yep,
I warmed up to him too. He's gonna be awesome on teams.
Gabriel Murphy at 146, the other edge rusher out of UCLA.
Okay. And no one ever talks about him. He's a quality player.
Good player. Jerrion Jones out of Florida State, cornerback. He's at 147, followed by Jalen Simpson, followed by Sione Vaki, and his number 150 player is Jermaine Burton, the wide receiver out of Alabama.
I'm sure he wanted the name in there, but there are concerns.
Not sold on the player.
Not sold
Somebody
on
Somebody will take this guy.
The person is questionable, yeah, which means that all that stuff's probably real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
really talented.
Yep, shouldn't be at 150 talent-wise, but...
No, he should be at 50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But...
Let's see what you deal with it.
Yeah. Getting pushed down a little bit.
Yeah, quite a bit.
That was Daniel Jeremiah's top 150. Some interesting names. There's some different names in terms of the rankings.
Yeah, and again, these are just him generically ranking guys. Not really what he's hearing. He always says he ranks with his eyes. He mocks with his ears.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What people are telling him. So this is how much he likes the players.
I'm sure he'll come out with his mock draft here. His final mock draft.
I would imagine. I would
next couple days
or whatever. Yeah. Run out of time.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get to another break. He is the Matt Williamson. I'm Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We'll be back to finish up the show right after this.
This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold. SNR. Steelers Nation Radio.
Steelers fans, you can gear up with the latest sideline apparel, hats, or jerseys of your favorite players, authentic memorabilia, custom items, and exclusives you can only find directly from the team at one of the official Steelers Pro Shops. They're located at Acrisure Stadium, Grove City Premium Outlets, or Tanger Outlets, or you can visit online at shop.steelers.com. He is the Matt Williamson. I'm Dale Lally, and this is The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio, and one of those Steeler jerseys will be changing here. The Broncos have signed
Levi Wallace
to a one-year contract.
Okay.
He's an NFL player.
I knew he'd be with the team. I don't know that he'll be I think his days of starting are probably done. And maybe he's a third guy or, you know, something.
Well, they got Patrick Surtain.
Yeah.
They drafted Riley Moss last year in the third round out of Iowa.
It's a good spot for him to get playing time.
Still have Damari Mathis. Yeah, I mean, he'll probably get some playing time.
Their first-round pick could be an Arnold somebody like that. They could go so many directions.
Yeah.
I've said they don't have
to do that now by signing Levi Wallace.
No, he's a placeholder.
Yeah.
You know, he's okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so good for him.
No, it's a good spot for him. He needs to get a lot of balls thrown his way to Surtain on the other side.
I would think so.
Yeah.
And he's got good hands. He'll get some interceptions and those kind of things.
Yeah, hopefully for him, he put some numbers up and gets a big contract next year. Better contract.
News came out today that Bengals defensive end Sam Hubbard had a very serious ankle injury that caused him to miss the last couple games of the season last year. And he had...
Very serious is not what you want to
hear. A complete deltoid reconstruction in his ankle and tightrope procedure to repair the ankle.
Wow. That's a big blow.
That's a big blow for them.
They did draft Miles Murphy in the first round.
They did.
So-so as a rookie, but they didn't have this in mind when they did. Obviously, Hendrickson's on the other side, but he's not young. Hubbard plays a lot of snaps for them and is a pretty foundational player.
Yeah.
That sounds like unlikely to be ready for week one.
So they went in, at the end of the season, a fluoroscopy revealed that it wasn't just a routine ankle sprain. There was a lot of instability there, and they had to go in and basically reconstruct the ankle a little bit.
You hate to hear it, but it definitely weakens a division rival.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. I wonder if maybe they would want a Darius Robinson. They always like those big ends.
Yeah.
I mean, they now have a D-line double need to some degree.
Because you can't count on him being back at 100%.
I would think not. They still have a Cy who's been okay.
Yeah.
And Murphy has to step up.
Their defense is a problem, though.
It is. It was really bad last year.
It's really bad.
There really wasn't enough excuses. I mean, everyone's, Burrow's out. That's why Bengals aren't themselves. Like, yeah, but the defense is horrendous.
Yeah, absolutely.
They got to replace Reeder.
So John Lynch came out today and said that the 49ers are having good talks with wide receiver Brandon Ayuk, and they want him to be a 49er for his entire career.
I don't blame him. I mean, I know Steeler fans are on the edge of their seat on this, and I get it.
I don't see it happening.
I don't either. I mean, if you look at it through Ayuk's lens and the Niners' lens, I think he plays all these Instagram games and all this stuff.
Because that's just what you do
That's
now.
What you do. That's how you drive up your contract. You know, I mean, you make them get to the table and extend you. And if I'm them, I would much rather live with Ayuk and then franchise him and trade Debo a year from now.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know Debo's long for this league. And I want to win the Super Bowl. I don't want to lose either one of those guys this year. I think they'll both be Niners, and their offense will be great, and Debo won't be back after the year, and Ayuk will.
Yeah, the way Debo plays, his style of play doesn't lend itself
to a
lengthy career. They're paying him a lot. I don't know what he would get on the open market in terms of Debo.
I don't know.
Because of the style that he plays.
A lot. I mean, I think he'd get more than Ridley. Ridley's older.
I'm talking
though
in a trade. Though.
Oh, I thought you meant like as a free agent.
Like if you were trading for, I'd be cautious.
Second,
I'd be cautious.
I'd be cautious.
I don't know if you're going to get a two though for what he's making.
I know he's expensive. I mean, compared to Ayuk, he's a little older. He's got a lot of wear and tear. He has unique skills.
He misses games every year.
Does every year. I would not use him as a running back much.
No,
I mean, he'd get 20 carries a year, not 60.
Yeah.
I don't know. He may be out of sight, out of mind in 2 years.
Yeah, he's not a guy. I wouldn't be interested in trading for him. I just wouldn't.
No, if you're okay, if you're talking
because of the
that,
wear and tear and the price tag.
And if I'm the Niners, I'd rather invest in Ayuk.
Yeah,
I mean, I think that's a smart move. They're smarter.
He's a better player.
He's a better player. He's younger, more traditional.
He's an actual wide receiver.
Yeah.
Not that I and nothing.
Debo's great.
I love Debo.
Yeah, he may be on my fantasy team next. I think he's great. But I would invest in Ayuk. It's a smarter move.
Did you see that over the weekend, Roman Gabriel died?
Hmm.
I know it's a little before your time. You don't like those older guys.
No, I know, but he's a legend.
Talking about a guy that was a former NFL MVP.
Mm-hmm.
He was the first Filipino-American quarterback in the NFL.
Wow. I don't think he's brought up enough in that regard.
He's a really good football player back in the 60s and early 70s.
Is he into his 80s when he passed?
83.
Yeah, so he had to be pretty darn old.
Yeah, Roman Gabriel gone at 83.
Yeah, I mean, that's an NFL legend.
Yeah, absolutely. And finally, Matt Ryan has officially retired as a Falcon.
As a Falcon. That's cool. Really, really good career. To me, he's like the fringe Hall of Fame guy.
Yeah.
Like, do you think he gets in? He's a bit of an accumulator. He did win an MVP.
I think eventually he does. He took a team to a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. I think he was consistently a top six or seven, maybe five quarterback in the league. Never won.
He's top 10 in both yards passing and touchdown passes, like seventh and ninth. He'll get passed on those lists eventually.
I mean,
but
in 5 years, that'll be 12th and 15th or whatever.
But I think you're looking at him in the same light. Like, I would put Eli Manning ahead of him.
I was going to bring up Eli and Stafford.
Because Eli won a couple of Super Bowls. Stafford won one.
I think Stafford's the best player of the three.
Yeah.
Eli might have the best resume of the three. Ryan's probably my third choice in terms of if I wasn't a voter and they said you had to rank these three to get in, Ryan would be third.
Yeah. But I think he eventually, really he'll have 20 years to get in.
Yeah.
And I think eventually he does.
I don't think he gets in. Was it 5 year wait?
You got to wait five years. So 5 years from really from the last time he played. So really it's 4 years. So he's not getting in as a timer.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to get in before.
He could be a finalist early, but I don't think he'll be.
Yeah, he's not getting in before Brady and Ben.
No, not. But they'll be different class. They'll be already in.
No, they would be the same first time class because he didn't play last year.
I mean, Ben hasn't played in 2 years, right? Did Brady and Ben go?
I thought they went the same
year.
Yeah, they went the same time.
I think you're right about that. Yeah, I'm not sure.
No, you're right. So it has been 2 years since Brady and Ben both played.
Ben's going to be up in three.
Yeah,
Brady won the Super Bowl, played one more, and then hung it up.
Okay.
And I can't remember how long ago that was. Because they had Mayfield this past year.
Right.
Was Brady their quarterback the year before that?
I guess he was.
I think so.
Yeah.
So he's 1 year different than Ben, which helps Ben's cause.
Which helped Ben, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like Ben's not going to get in, but it's nice not competing with Brady for that year. Interesting.
Yeah. So we'll see. That'll all be fun to talk about here in the next few years, for sure.
Yeah, I think Matt Ryan's borderline, though.
That's going to do it for the show today, Matt.
Good one.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of fun. Here we got one more before the draft. We'll also do the draft show on Wednesday night with Mike Pursuta. You can hear that on the WDVE airwaves. We'll preview the draft a little bit more. But for my partner, Matt Williamson, for Justin Miller here on site, keeping us on the air, I'm Dale Lally. We appreciate you listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.